Okay, Dvar Halacha, Thursday night, or Cheshvan, I think, yeah. And the Ebenezer night, Din about Ksuba. Okay, there were no requests lately, so we'll go back to the Seder. Thursday night is Ladies' Night, Ebenezer night. And the Halacha I'm going to say over now, it's really very complicated, and when the cases happen, it's very, very complicated. But it's good to know the basic halacha, what it's supposed to be, and then the various circumstances change things, and it gets very, very complicated. If a man dies, so the woman's not yerush him; his children are yerush him. Okay, a woman's not yerush the husband; the husband's yerush a wife, but the wife is not yerush a husband; the children are yerush him. But there's a chiyuv ksuba. And in the ksuba, there are many chiyuvim from the estate to the almana. So, and then there's children. So when it's the children's mother, it usually is not a problem. Things work out, usually, almost always. But when it's not the children's mother, and it's not always, so then these halachos are very important, and it becomes very, it could get very sticky. So the din of the ksuba, although she's not Yerushim, is that an almana gets supported from the estate of the husband, and she gets supported as long as she wants to. That's how we paskin. They can't give her the ksuba and send her away. It's a machlokes shaila in the Gemara. If you've ever learned the end of ksubas, different minhagim in Yehuda and Galil, and it's a machlokes tanoim, al kaponim, we paskin that she can be supported from the estate. Supported means everything. It means clothing. It means she can live in the house. In a house, they have to provide her with a proper house and play tashmish and everything like that. They also get her ma'asa yodayim, technically, and the various chiyuvei ksuba, each one has its din. But that's the basic setup, that she gets supported from the estate until she remarries. And, yeah, okay.